Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
It's a fact, only 10% of all people in the world really think. 75% think they think, and 15% would rather die than think. Do you believe that? I often close a program with the phrase, "Think about it." Yet quite often, we prefer not to think, because when we really do think about something, we're confronted with the consequences of our actions, and that we prefer not to see. It's much like the instruction manual for a single-engine aircraft, which said, "If your engine fails to perform and you realize you're going to be forced to land, when you get to an altitude of 500 feet above the ground, turn on your landing lights. If you don't like what you see, turn them off." Thinking can be painful because it forces you to look at the whole picture. It is also part of the problem-solving technique that says for every cause, there is an effect, and with every choice, there are consequences. In making decisions, you've got to think of the consequences. Overeating not only keeps you from fitting into last year's dress or suit, it taxes your heart. It will eventually affect your health. Avoiding the distasteful job of doing your tax returns may eventually mean you end up paying a penalty much heavier than having taken time to do the job now. Avoiding a trip to the dentist because you don't like the drill may result in the loss of a tooth and a whole lot more expense and pain. When thinking demands facing tough choices, we often turn off the lights and blindly proceed without realizing a crash landing is ahead. Think. Every day, thousands of thoughts fly in and out of your consciousness. But thinking requires focused, concentrated action. You zero in on one topic or subject. Effective thinking brings together emotional concentration, your willpower, and your heart, all into one package. Effective thinking distinguishes you from lower forms of life, which follow their instinct. Watch a nature film of a pack of wolves or wild dogs as they snarl and tear at the carcass of a fallen prey, intent on getting more than their fair share of the next animal. Animal is the word that really describes their behavior, different from people created in the image of God with the ability to reason and think. Now, going one step beyond simple thinking is the ability to reason and see the consequences. "Come now, let us reason together," says the Lord, is the injunction of Scripture. It's God's invitation or calling for you to evaluate, to think through the consequences, and to make a wise decision. A person who really thinks realizes that beyond the immediate, there are consequences with long-term implications. "I never knew it would be like this," was the comment of a woman who had walked out on her husband because she didn't like his moodiness. Loneliness was a worse companion than handling the mood swings of a man who needed help. "If I had it to do all over again, I would have done things differently." Those are the words I have heard more times than I could ever count. Thinking must not only include the consequences, it has to include God too. When God invited men and women to reason with Him, He added, "Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool." God's forgiveness opens up a new way of living. God gave you the ability to think and to reason, something only you can do for yourself. Please think about it, and then do what God would have you to do today.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.